Yes, it is. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, man. I tell you what, man. The thing that me and Kevin talk off air, we just can't say some stuff, but nonetheless.
Yeah, y'all are allowed to hear.
Exactly, man. So, but me and Kevin go way back. So we have all these discussions that can sometimes get in depth and sometimes get really funny at points. So let me just say, to him, I give him credit because his self-awareness and my lack of it, I got to give him props. So I got to go in depth in some stuff. So and that's all I'm
going to do. Oh, yeah. this will really get you in depth.
Well, hey, I'm going to have to dive deep into that and find out some stuff. So
I bet you do want to dive deep into it. Oh.
Nonetheless, guys, thanks for listening to the Ball in My Court podcast. We are back. Last week, I took a break. Had basketball to watch. My Magic opened on Friday. I totally forgot that they opened on Friday. And we didn't have a show last week. So, but nonetheless, we're back.
Y'all don't mind us having nothing last week. Somebody had to go watch basketball. We can expect this every once in a while because he's just going to wander off and go watch basketball and be like, nah, I don't even, yeah, whatever.
I want to hit up Kevin and do his picks, but let me just say, I went to the game.
He was too busy watching basketball.
Well, I felt like I was watching the game at the Garden because holy Knicks fans. Kevin, let me, I know, Kevin, you, for the longest of time, I know that you despise Knicks fans and
hate them passionately hate the New York Knicks with all my being. I cannot stand the New York Knicks.
And so let me just tell you, I guess, listen, I know New York fans can be a bit much at times. I'm aware of that. So the game starts, right? And I'm already walking. And as we talked to y'all guys before, when you go to a Magic home game, just like Kevin talking about Jazz home game, when you play these bigger market teams, it feels like a road game. Especially in Orlando, tourist area, and it's just, it was frustrating walking. The whole night was frustrating. The whole night, I was, you can ask Kevin, I tweeted like I was really frustrated. I just was irritated to the T. So I'm sitting here, and I'm recording my introductions to my team coming out. This is their first game of the season. And I kid you not, you know, a couple of New York Knicks fans in my session. One dude literally said,
couple. You mean a couple as in a couple of 20?
Yes. Couple was, yeah, in 20.
Or 50.
So let me just paraphrase to you when I stood up and I started cheering for my team at home, which played in the Amway Center, not a road game. I stood up and started cheering, and I paraphrased to this Knicks fans, ah, sit down, Magic ass, son. Nah, sit down, boo, bruh. Your team garbage, son. That's how I'm. Listen, I love all my New York people, but
mind y'all
talk like this.
Mind you, you've had one good year in the past however many. New York, you're not allowed to say shit either. Sit your ass down and shut up. Y'all went to the playoffs last year, finally. After how many years? At least the Magic have been to the playoffs before you guys have. I'm like, good God. You think after 1 year that New York has won the goddamn NBA championship and they haven't won jack shit?
No.
Like, shut up. Like, bro. Shut up. Sit down. You haven't won anything. The Giants haven't won anything lately. The Jets haven't won anything lately. The Yankees haven't won anything lately. The Mets haven't won anything lately. The Rangers haven't won anything lately. The Islanders haven't won anything lately. Take your New York ass and sit the hell down. The only guys that come close to anything was Brooklyn, and they don't even claim you. You won't even... best players on the Brooklyn Nets play right now. So shut up, New York.
Bro.
Just shut. Because you know what? You played the best team in Florida, and we kicked your ass. So shut up.
Bro, so literally, and I wasn't going to say anything, and I let it go by. And literally, I tag people, and Kevin, I tag him in a video, my Instagram video. I am arguing back and forth with Knicks fans during my introduction to watch the video.
I just wanted you to tell them what I always tell them.
I was in a moment. I should have. So
I wanted you to tell them what I always tell them, because I know you already had some pregame, so you could have told them this and not thought twice about it. But if no one knows what I tell Knicks fans or Knicks people anytime I see them, you want to tell them or do you want me to tell them?
You want to tell them.
Fuck the Knicks.
So listen, I love that game, and the funny thing is I really couldn't say much because my team got waxed by 30. Thank God they redeemed themselves on Sunday. I don't care if we win another game. I do care, but the satisfying of beating them was just so great on Sunday, because Magic fans took a beating Friday. I mean, it was rough. We already down. We missing a few of our players, so it was great. So guys,
it was satisfying. It was satisfying that the next time y'all played them, y'all beat them, and I was like, shut up.
So listen, like,
shut up, Knicks fans.
Yeah. So that was my weekend, guys. So I'm sorry I couldn't get a podcast in last weekend, but let's just say if I would have recorded, yeah, I would have been sound like Kevin, just like how he did there.
Well, what it is now you see, do you see the similarities though? The Knicks and the Magic and the Jaguars are exactly the same franchise, just in two different sports.
Ridiculous, dude. You're right.
It's the same. It's absolutely the same. Right. They let their star players leave because the star players wasn't happy with management or whatever. They go away. Then we get some free agents in to help us, and then they get hurt or injured, or we trade them away.
You ain't lying, bro.
We always have high draft picks, and usually they don't pan out. And then when they do pan out, like I said, they go away, and then they go somewhere else and they win something. It is just scary how much they're alike each other. And then when they tweet each other and say good luck on this year, I'm like, stop tweeting each other. You are the same people. I was like, stop it. And somebody goes, can you tweet one of those for the Heat? And I was like, no, don't put that bad Jaguar juju on the Heat. I was like, let them tweet the Magic, but don't put that juju on my – I said, the Dolphins already put that juju on them. Don't put that juju on the Heat. I'm like, good God. But the similarities are just scary.
Yeah,
like, they're the exact same thing, just in different sports.
Oh man, guys, that's why I won't let y'all know what was going on last week, and you got a story. So, I'm sure Kevin and Eric, all my friends, have my Instagram video going back and forth with Knicks fans. But Kevin was very adamant about Knicks fans for years.
I just wish I would have went with you.
Kevin, we would have gotten a fight if you went with me.
No, because it's like how I always tell you. I said, New York fans think they're entitled. New York fans, any sport, anything, they think they're entitled to always have the best and that they're always good when they're not good. Wasn't it just a couple of years ago that every team that was going into New York had more fans than the Knicks had at it?
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, y'all. I was like, we're just 2 years removed from you being Orlando. So I don't want to hear nothing come. It's like I told the one guy, I was like, y'all are poorly ran. I was like, until you get over this poorly ran stuff and y'all actually do something, that's when people are going to care about the Knicks no more. Because I don't care about the Knicks. Never have, never will. To me, y'all are a piece of crap. So I don't care nothing about you. If New York were to go away, I wouldn't care. I hate Patrick Ewing. I hate John Starks. I hate every single player that ever played for the Knicks. Except Larry Johnson. I like Larry Johnson. But the rest of y'all can all go to hell.
Hey, speaking like a true Miami Heat and New York Knicks rival right there, right?
I wish Alonzo Mourning would have beat all y'all's asses.
No doubt, man. Well, hey, man, let's transition. And let's talk about this.
Oh, and I was a big Jordan. I was a big Jordan, too. So yeah. He dicked them more than anybody. So, ha!
Oh, man. Hey, let's talk about this fantastic game last night. This Packers and Cardinals. Cardinals came into this game undefeated, 7-0. Packers come in, won the hottest team. They lost the first game of the season and has been hot ever since. And everybody particularly imagined this game to be a really, really good game. And it was a fantastic game. So
Packers. Nobody playing wide receiver except Randall Cobb. But, like, nobody you heard of was playing wide receiver for the Packers except Randall Cobb. And they still went out and did what they did against an undefeated team who, to their defense, they've had injuries all over the place, too. Right now, everybody's fighting a little bit. Like, Packers are fighting a little bit of the COVID bug. Arizona's fighting a little bit of the injury biting them bug. Even to Kyler Murray, who had his ankle tweaked. So, yeah, it's getting to that time of year right now where you're starting to see if teams can get around some of these injuries and when the bug hits you, what happened. And Packers, man, it was impressive.
Yeah, I caught the second half of the game. And I when I checked the first, I'm like, wow, this game is really good. And I like I said, I'm at work on Thursday, so I really got to catch it on break or catch it at certain times during the night. So, but, dude, I'm sitting here watching this game and just watching how it's just kind of unfolding. And Aaron Rodgers was sitting there on the sidelines, and I'm like, oh, this game might go to overtime. And, you know, Cardinals, they had no business driving that far. They was in there, like, they was in their one-inch yard line. Like, I mean, one-inch line. That's how far away they was from the Packers end zone. And they made that drive all the way down there. And Kevin, AJ Green, do you want to break that down, man? What happened, hell, man?
AJ's old. AJ's old and forgot what he was doing, I guess. And that dude just broke on the ball. I was like, man, come on, AJ. I was like, you're better than that. But hey, man, that's the way these football games go, man. Any given Thursday, Sunday, whatever day, Monday, anybody can win. So it's just one of those things where it's a game of inches, and that's what it was, literally. AJ just went the wrong way. He got turned around, and bam, guy got the walk-off interception. Yeah. But for real, if you're that close, yeah, don't do that. Use your quarterback that's got all them legs. Let him run around and let him run it into the end zone. He's been doing it all night long. Might as well let him do it when you're that close, too.
Right, yeah, it's such a critical time, and you hate to just see it in on a turnover like that. But at the end
like
of the day,
Super Bowl.
Yeah,
it was like just give it to your best player and let him work his magic. Let him make him throw it to somebody. Just let them guys have the balls in their hand. Like they could have ran that ball in and scored easily.
Oh yeah, it was just a mental lapse.
They were doing it. They were doing it all along, man. I wouldn't trust a 97-year-old AJ Green to remember what he's supposed to do. Even though he's been playing what
He's been playing well. He has been playing well. Right, right.
He's been playing great, but it just that mental lapse that he had.
when you do something boneheaded, now that's what we're going to talk about for the rest of the year.
Definitely, man. Well, hey,
my biggest thing for the game was I went and picked up Randall Cobb. The man has 3 catches, 2 of them are touchdowns. He had 3 catches for 15 yards and 2 touchdowns. I'm like, that's the greatest fantasy pickup ever.
Hey, smart on your part, man. Kyle Murray is struggling, 16. Man. I'm being a dog fight this game. This is fantasy week.
Our league is so stupid, though. So our league's retarded. We've got 4 teams that have a point differential where they're in the positive. Only 2 of them have a winning record. The rest of us all have losing records, but yet our point differentials is in the 200 to 300 range. I'm like, how for 300 more points than everybody, and I'm still behind. I was like, this makes no sense whatsoever.
Don't understand it at all. It has absolutely I don't get it. And shout out to Kevin. I did forget that he was one of those teams. I said 3. It was 4 teams, so
and it was 4.
Yes, it's 4 teams. Kevin, like, it's 4. Me too. I kind of read. I was like, oops, I did forget one.
Yeah. And still only 2 of them have a winning record. So I'm like, this is just ridiculous. Like, I'm like, this is retarded because I've got a good team. But I'm just like, this is stupid.
No, you do got a good team. So I'm like, it's confusing. I'm like, well, what is going on here? But, it you know, the stuff like that is going to even this stuff out.
Yeah, it will be. As long as you, our league is just get into the playoffs and then hope you get somewhere that scores 50, 60 points like freaking Alvin Kamara did the last freaking 2 games of the season last year.
Oh, man. You're lying, man. Hey, speaking on, let's stay in NFC and talk about NFC playoff race right now. There are 5 teams that has 1 loss. Cowboys are 5-1. The Packers are 7-1. The Buccaneers are 6-1. The Arizona Cardinals are 7-1. And the Rams are 6-1. Kevin, what is one word to...
Well, there's your playoff teams right there.
Yeah, yeah. Dude.
And the funny part, I think it's all playoff teams that you picked. And everybody that's like in that range is everybody that you picked. Since I didn't get to pick the NFC because somebody had to go out on their own and didn't even invite me to come and pick them.
I'm sorry, but Kevin, what is one word to describe this?
I'm just going to say whoever makes the NFC playoffs, those are the guys that I would have picked. So you're welcome.
what's your one word to describe this madness right now between these teams?
It's fun. It's fun because you've got the Cowboys who are healthy, except right now we don't know if Dak is playing or not. And the Cowboys are playing. The Cowboys playing really well, really good football. The Packers, after their week 1 debacle, now they're playing like we Packers were going to play. The Packers are playing like Aaron Rodgers has a chip on his shoulder that he wanted to show the Packers. Remember all that crap y'all did to me in the offseason and me wanting to leave? This is now y'all are going to see what you're going to be without me next year. It's just like he's playing with that chip on his shoulder. The Cardinals, I knew they were going to be pretty good. We just didn't know how good. They could easily be undefeated right now if not for A.J. Green running the wrong way. see, I told you. Coach AJ, we're not going to let you forget. Every team, the Rams are good. They got a bunch of good teams in the NFC. NFC is going to be I can't wait till playoff time when it comes to the NFC because there's going to be somebody with maybe 4 or 5 losses that's going to be in the wild card game, maybe even 2.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun.
So my one word to describe it is a bloodbath. Like, this is insane.
That 2 words?
I put it together.
Or is it
I put it together.
Is it hyphenated?
So I rigged it. Okay. I mollywopped it.
That's what you should have called it. You should have just called it one word, mollywop.
Mollywop. Oh, speaking of, I saw someone tweet the word, and I saved it. I gotta send that to you. Someone used the word mollywop. So I don't feel alone. But anyways, yeah, this as Kevin described perfectly, man. This is beautiful football between all these five teams. All these guys have a legitimate shot and a legitimate case to be a Super Bowl contender. Cowboys have been fantastic. Packers has been great, man. And even the Bucks, man, they came out, you know, this Super Bowl. We thought they was going to have the hangover. Right now they're playing particularly pretty well. The Cardinals, even though they lost last night, it was a very competitive game on their home field. Packers is playing right now. So I expect that to be a rematch somewhere down the line, and it's going to be freaking fantastic. And the Rams, too, man. Don't get the Rams. You got Matthew Stafford that came over, and he's got more talent around him, and you see what he has done under that Sean McVay ran offense. So this has been absolutely fun to watch, man. And I am excited to see this next stretch of season.
Who is eating cereal at your house?
My brother is cooking something, so.
No, I hear the cereal bowl.
Nah, he's cooking something, man. So that's why you hear that might pick up everything. So, but nah, but no, this has been fantastic, man, to watch so far. So, Kevin, man, do you see what? Kevin, it's just not fair that one of these teams got to be a wild card. And it's either going to be the Cardinals or the Rams. Like, it's one of these teams got to be a wild card.
Completely fair. Two of them are going to be a wild card. There's a whole bunch of stuff coming out of that we're going to be like, man. But the NFC is going to be a tough out no matter who makes it into the playoffs, no matter who ends up sneaking in. It's just the NFC is going to be really tough this year. AFC, so much. Yeah. Because AFC will still haven't found our identity. But shit, the NFC is that's tough.
It's going to be
very tough. Monster,
man. So, Kevin, let's transition over to NBA and – Let's get on to...
Hey, y'all be happy to know I actually have watched some basketball before Christmas.
What? Nah.
Yeah. I watched some basketball before Christmas.
Well, hey, before we go into discussion, what's your quick thoughts about your Heat, man? What you thinking? What you liking? Ooh. What you seeing?
Ooh. If Kyrie Irving's playing, they're going to be good. If he's not playing, we don't have a backup point guard.
Which you was very adamant about when I know you said you was very upset.
You let none go. Mm-hmm. None was your backup point guard. None is a proven commodity that he could start if you needed him to.
Yeah.
Now you don't have him anymore. Now that luxury is gone. Now you see what happens when Kyle Lowry goes out of the game. They look a little different and they look a little thrown off. The game they lost, he didn't went in there to play.
Yeah.
The games he's played in, he hasn't done much. Mm-hmm. But what he does is he brings that the defensive side of the ball, and he picks up the pace, which you're not used to the Heat doing. But he's looking, finding they play different ball with him. But yeah, they've looked good so far, and I want apologies to Tyler Hero from everyone.
Hey, he is playing pretty well, man. You knew he had the criticism coming his way, and then I know he's looking for him to bounce back.
What I want is apologies for Tyler Hero and for people to tell me I was right about Duncan Robinson, who has had a horrible start to the year.
But once he got paid, he just kind of just said, huh? But not
this. He just shot terribly. He'll have those games where he'll get hot, but so far, shot very poorly.
Right.
And Tyler is playing really good. He's playing sixth man of the year basketball right now, mm-hmm. which is what I play. If he continues like this throughout the season, he's going to win sixth man of the year.
Yeah. Hey, I kind of watch y'all play when y'all play at us, man. And of course, Butler just killed us. But just watching how y'all move the ball and Bam is just doing his thing out there. And
He's such a dual threat, man. He's such a dual threat. And it's just going to help have him and Lowry and another guy that can move the ball like him. Because I think a lot of y'all ran a lot of y'all offense through Bam, where he handled the ball. So now y'all got Lowry to take the pressure off him. And it flows better.
And you see Bam's game, and Bam now he's more comfortable with that mid-range jump shot, so he'll shoot it more often. But he's also playing more with his back to the basket as well. So he's developed that little bit. But Jimmy is, I call him king of mid-range right now, because that's what he is. Jimmy will kill you. Jimmy will put up 30, and you won't even know he put up 30, because everything comes from inside. And you're like, damn, he already scored that many? Like the other night against the Magic, I'm watching the game and I'm like, Jimmy again. And then you look up and you're like, he's got 33 points. Holy crap. Like, how did they get there? No one can. If he gets that mid range going, nobody can stop him. And if he gets a guy smaller than him on him, you might as well turn it off, because he's going to hit that little turnaround jumper. He's going to take him inside and he's going to body. But they played exceptionally well so far this year. They look like legit contenders.
They look like, hey,
we're for real.
Yeah.
The other teams haven't quite hit their stride. So I'm not going to. It's way too early to crown anybody, or to say that anybody's out of it, or to say, or you Nets people taking the other thing. I'm talking to UCL. it's too early for all that stuff. So I hit him back after. You see what he did yesterday? He put up, are you people that are picking the Nets, are y'all ready to change? So I sent him back, well, are you people that are picking the Lakers ready to change too?
Hey, speaking of, nice segue there.
I'm sorry to tell you, the Lakers aren't making the finals. I'm trying to tell you, the Lakers aren't making the finals. The Lakers are too codependent on one guy. They're not making it.
Oh no!
I'm sorry.
No.
When your supposed third best player is throwing up quadruple doubles and not in a good way, you're in trouble.
Now before the season, I mean, I said it before the season, before it even happened, before the games even played, I was like, they're not a finals team. They're not. I don't trust them. And then it's just the fact that you got two ball dominant players. Russell needs the ball in his hand. LeBron, what are you going to tell? You going to tell Russell to set out to the spread out to the perimeter and make a jump shot? He can't do that. But LeBron got to have the ball in his hands too. So you really got to stagger those guys like that. To me, you have to. The first guy off the bench has got to be Rondo. And you got to take Russell probably like and put him in when LeBron is on the bench. And then you see how the game go, if it's close or whatnot. Then you make a determination that you need to put him back in near the end of the game or whatnot. But it's looking rough right now, man. And that's the one that I'm not trying, as Kevin mentioned, we're not trying to crown anybody. We're not trying to make these, you know, jump to conclusions, anything like that. But right now, man, watching the Lakers look absolutely rough. And as Charles Barkley called Anthony Davis, a.k.a. Street Clothes, I'm a little concerned about him, man. I don't see it. And me and Kevin agree with that. But speaking of Russell Westbrook, let's talk about the game that he had. So the Lakers played the Thunder. They was up by 26 points.
Now, here, let's say it this way. They are playing the Thunder, one of the worst teams in the NBA.
Clearly in rebuilding mode. The Oklahoma City Thunder is clearly in rebuilding mode. Okay, yeah, LeBron didn't play, but that still don't matter. Y'all still have enough to beat the OKC Thunder.
It don't matter. You have 400 people on your team that were all stars.
Absolutely.
There was no reason except arthritis for you guys to lose.
So, listen. There's basically, as these guys come back from 26 down, he dunks the ball, celebrates, and Russell take offense to it. Listen, at any other point in time, I get it, but Russell got defensive. He already had a technical foul. They hit him. And he got ejected from the game. Russell said, I'm more of old school. I think this is what's going on with this. I don't think we should be doing it this way. And he reacted to what Darius did. So
This Kevin. from the same guy who's dunked on people and stood over them and everything like that, and he's more old school. You don't know old school, dude. I was like, you have no clue about old school. Old school people will dunk on you and celebrate to your face and won't get teed up. This is the pussification of basketball.
But check this out. I'm on Team Baisley here. Listen, Russell was called in 4K when he needed an assist to get a triple-double, and he passed it to Paul George and got his triple-double when it was shooting around the clock. He yelled at Stephen Adams at one point when Stephen Adams, he passed the ball to Stephen Adams. He wanted Stephen Adams to shoot to get triple-double, and he did not shoot because the game was over. But you're mad at this guy.
But you're mad at this guy.
You're mad at this guy. When they came back from 26 down, OKC is not projected to be a good team, as Kevin mentioned. Emphatically put it, the way Kevin just put it just not too long ago, there are a lottery team. And they came 26 down against this story franchise, Los Angeles Lakers. And he's a young kid in his younger 20s that just got a dunk and decided they come back. And you get upset that he did that. But you're not upset that you turned the ball 10 times. You're not upset that let him come back from 26 down. But you were upset about this guy dunking.
Yeah, you wasn't upset that you had a quadruple-double with turnovers. You were the reason they came back from 26 points down, bruh.
Yeah.
Here, so, I'm gonna tell you what football coaches tell people. Stop being a pussy. If you don't like what he did, stop him.
Absolutely.
You didn't stop him.
Absolutely.
You didn't stop him. He had every reason to do what he did, and you didn't stop him.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can't be mad. You can't. Don't be mad at the kid because he was celebrating. Stop his ass. You can't stop him. That's on you. You got beat by one of the worst teams in the NBA after you were up by 26 because you couldn't stop them and because you're a turnover machine.
No excuse.
Grow up, man.
No excuse for like.
Grow up. You did. He did the same stuff to teams when he was younger.
Absolutely. So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it either.
Yeah,
I'm a Russ guy, but yeah, it's just like it's clearly overreaction.
Well, I'm a Russ guy until he started doing all this stuff, and then once you start doing all this stuff, I'm no longer on your side. Well, once he donned that ugly purple and gold crap, I'm no longer on your side.
So
now I'm no longer a Russ guy.
Well, I love Twitter at this point in case because when they post that tweet about the video and stuff like that. If people are rude in the comments, and they said, "Well, Russell, go back and put back on your dress." It's cold.
I'm tired of the way the NBA is now, and I'm glad that they're calling the games in which it used to be called.
Kevin, you are Steve Nash to me right now. I like this guy.
No. I prefer John Stockton. If we're going to be dishing out passes, you know me. This is 90s basketball, baby. I prefer John Stockton.
You know what? Matter of fact, John Stockton, because Steve Nash actually.
We look, and we look eerily similar. So
there you go. Well, hey. As a matter of fact, Steve Nash is in the complaint in this next one here. So players are complaining about the new foul rule change where if it's not a basketball move in the NBA rule book, if it's not a basketball-related move, you are not getting a foul call anymore. Steve Nash claims that James Harden is getting unfairly targeted. Trae Young, who just recently came out and said, well, Dame Lillard's never averaged 17 points until his rookie year. Book is averaging 18. There's a lot of thing, and when guys are driving straight and getting knocked off balance, that was a real quote comment there.
Here's your thing. When you guys are driving straight, you are taking your arm, you are hooking it into the other player's arm that's playing defense. You're not driving straight. You're making contact first. That's not a foul on the defender. If you want to initiate your contact while you're driving to the hole, it's not a foul on your defender, and they're not going to call it. If you're running down the court and you see somebody running behind you and you stop, you're initiating the contact. not the defender. The defender is running back to get on defense. You're running in front of him and stopping. You're like some of these old people that have bad insurance that see a Mercedes driving up behind them and stop right in front of them so they can hit them in the back so they can try to get a new car. That is inherently what you guys are doing just to try to get a foul, and it's not going to work no more. And you know what? Praise Jeebus that it's not going to work no more, because teams that work their butt off and play defense and play a different style of offense are getting credited now. Now it's none of this dribble drive, dribble for 13 seconds on the clock and then do some fancy move and you get some weird foul that's not really a foul. Those days are gone. And thank God, because basketball was getting annoying. Basketball was getting annoying when you had all that crap going on. Now it's watchable.
Absolutely. They said that the free throw rate now is at the lowest that it's ever been in probably like a decade and a half. I'm just paraphrasing that. And even the adjustment when they went to the Olympics, and you've seen that when they try to do that in FIBA, the game just flows so much better. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And I can give a crap about you going to a lane, trying to do a non-basketball play and try to get points. It's such a tactic. And it really is sad to see that these players are playing for the foul and not playing just to be the flow in the offense. Really? And then Trae Young is giving up stats about this player average this many points. So what? It's about you getting points now?
Yeah, because you were getting shitty ass calls that would have never got called back in the day. Now you guys are getting a taste of how basketball was in the early 2000s. Now you're getting a taste of now you can't complain your way in anything. You're not going to get these ticky-tack bullcrap fouls because you run out in front of somebody or you flop when you go to shoot a basket. You're not going to get that crap anymore, which, like I said, thank Jesus that it's not happening anymore, because now I can watch a basketball game and not go, where the hell was that foul? Now, but if you watch now, ticky-tack fouls going way down. The physical fouls are going up.
And I love it.
Now you're getting calls when guys are going to the basket. Now you get guys when the centers are actually going at it. You're getting calls for physicality. You're not getting calls for being a wuss. The game is about to get physical again. Which, dude, thank the Lord, it's going to get physical again. Because what it's going to carry down is all these people that shot all these three-pointers and got these fouls and drawed them from the three-point line, it's going to start drawing away from that. Mm-hmm. The game is not going to be relying on the three-pointer as much anymore. People are taking abnormally amounts of three-pointers still, but that's going to gradually go down when they realize, well, we can't get these funny little fouls we used to get out here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's changing, and it's changing everything for the better. And now you're seeing what I've been telling people for years. I'm like, people are like, well, James Harden is good. No, James Harden was a product of the way that the game has gotten called. I was like, he's no more of a better scorer. People always said, he's a better scorer than Michael Jordan. He's a better scorer than it. No, he's not. He was a product of the system in which he was playing it. He was a product at the time where he was playing it. If you shoot 37 free throws a game, sure, you're going to score a lot of points because you go to the line a bunch. But scoring as you have to score via your skill, now you're seeing these guys that everybody claimed with these gigantic, big-time, huge scores, they're not as good as everybody thinks they are. It was a product. The only guy that hasn't been hurt by it yet is Steph, because Steph played an entirely different game.
Right. And it's,
if anybody else needs me to break down anything for them about their favorite player and tell them why they would have sucked in the 90s, now you're seeing why they would have sucked in the 90s.
Right. And that's why even I watch some of my games and I'm seeing this as well. Like, Terrence Ross is flopping on the floor, but they look at him and then blow the whistle. I'm like, and I was like, well, it wasn't a foul. So go to the other play and play defense. But like seeing that now.
You can't complain anymore. Yeah. You can't complain anymore. This is what guys had to do before you got this ticky-tack bullcrap that y'all are used to playing.
Right.
The more back to the old style of basketball, the more and more fun it's going to be, because it's going to literally show you that the guys y'all think are that, and the guys in the 90s y'all said wasn't that great, now compare them. Because this is how the game was called back then. Compare those guys now. And you're going to see what I've been telling you was right. That basketball was completely different back in the day. It was more fun. It was more physical. And the guys were better.
And the games are flowing so much better. They really are.
Exactly.
I'm watching them like, wow, the games are flowing. They're playing so much better.
You see, and what did I tell you earlier about the heat and everything? You see more of the ball going inside. You see more layups. You see more mid-range jumpers being shot. And that's why I said, a guy with a mid-range jumper, right now, if he's playing in this time, would have been great in the 90s, because that's what they did. If you put Giannis in the 90s, amazing. Because he was built for that. He was built for that time period.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler, they're built for that time period. Bam Adebayo, built for that time period. Even a guy like Joel Embiid, somewhat built for that time period. Because he gets to where he relies on doing stuff too far out as well. But guys, there's guys that are that time period. And then there was guys that are built for this time period. Steph Curry was built for that time period because Steph knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Knows that he'll make that little frame. He's got to do certain things.
But oh, yeah.
James Harden. He wasn't built for that time period. He's built for a few years ago time period. Kevin Durant's another guy that was built for that time period. Except you've never seen a guy like Kevin Durant in that time period except for Dirk. And Dirk was built. So there's guys that now millennials are seeing, hey, this is the taste of basketball that we got. And millennials are complaining because they like that old ticky-tack bullshit basketball.
Right.
Now if only you taught that game that way to the people that are coming up, we'll get better basketball. Because I hated that boring basketball that we were getting before. That's why I'm a fan of my team. That's why I'm a fan of my team, because they've always played that style of basketball.
Mm-hmm. 100%. So,
not much changed, by the way. The Heat have played basketball.
Jimmy still drives and get contact on the drives and stuff like that, and that's fair. I saw a lot. Like I said, it's not affecting Jimmy Butler when I watch him play the match. No. He's still getting the foul. I'm like, hey man, drive to the rim. He doesn't stop driving to the rim.
Because Jimmy's adapted to the fouls now. Jimmy doesn't try to use any cheap foul that they've done. He just goes. Guys just don't go anymore. Guys try to do that getting the guy on the back and seeing if they can draw it. Well, they're not going to call that mess no more. You don't get a guy on your back unless your back is to the basket and you're posting up somebody. It's the only time a guy should be on your – not at the three-point line. It's just I welcome this new basketball. I like it.
Same.
It's giving these new guys a taste of what it used to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And now we'll see who can adapt and who can't.
All right, let's close on this last segment here. Kevin, you're on Twitter like me a lot, and you know that this NBA draft has been very excruciating. Well, let's just say there's been bickering between the Raptors fans and the Magic fans. So the Raptors end up passing on Jalen Suggs. They draft Scottie Barnes. And Scottie Barnes has started out the season pretty well. He's looked fantastic, by the way. He's averaging 17 points on 53% shooting, getting about 8 boards a game. He's also they don't have Pascal Siakam, and I think they just sent him to the G League to try to amp up his recovery. So he's going to be coming back here soon. Jalen Suggs started out pretty good in the summer league, but right now he's struggling. He's averaging 11 points a game, 28% shooting, 3 assists, and he's also averaging 3 turnovers a game. So it's a 1-1 assist to turnover ratio. So he does lead the team in assists, and I will say this: Jalen Suggs looks like he's getting defensively. Offensively, he's a mess, and you know it's rookies and stuff like that. But Kevin, I'm telling you, get on Twitter tonight and just watch this Magic and Twitter stuff. Magic and Raptors fans are going at it, and they will be going at it, and it will be ridiculous. And you will be sitting here like, what in the world is going on here? This has been like this the whole summer. It's been like this the whole summer. And so now they're playing the Raptors at 7 o'clock tonight. And it's going to be hellfire and brimstone, man. Especially if Scottie Barnes go off and Suggs is missing again. I don't know if you saw the NBA math thing. They got Suggs all the way to the bottom. But listen, I imagine fans, as we described, some of them are very impatient, but they're giving Suggs the benefit of the doubt. And then on the other hand, Franz Wagner has been playing pretty dang well. But this is between Suggs and Barnes. So, Kevin, your thoughts about this whole Suggs and Barnes thing, which these two are good friends, by the way. I mean, obviously, they don't see it that way because they're good friends and stuff like that. But NBA fan bases, which we know the Raptor fan bases are, the Raptor fan bases, freaking crazy. They're nuts, dude. We got some loose cannons on the Magic fan base, but the Raptors, they're worse than the Knicks, bro. They're worse than the Lakers. They're worse than some of your Heat fans, bro.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. We all got idiots. We've all got idiot fans. Idiots. Like, that's just what you can call them. How many games are we into a season?
How many games did y'all play? 7, 8. This is going to be our sixth game tonight.
Okay. Why the hell are y'all bitching about a rookie who has only started in 6 games and is having to take on the offense because you have guys that are injured all over the place on this team? Mm-hmm. Y'all are legit getting on a guy who has played 6 games into his NBA career, and y'all are already trying to label him a bust and trying to kill him and trying to commit magic suicide like y'all usually do this early in the year because things ain't going your way. I've got an update for you, Magic fans. Things ain't going to go your way all year long. Because, for one, you're Oklahoma City in the East. You have to come to terms and accept you're not going to be a good basketball team. The only thing you want to see from your rookie is improvement. The real thing you need to see from your team is them getting healthy and be able to help this young guy improve. Your health sucks. Your health is terrible. Here, I'm going to give you an analogy like I gave you at the beginning of the thing. You think people were bad about Trevor Lawrence after the first couple of games because he had a bunch of interceptions? Mm-hmm. And his best wide receivers were getting hurt, and now all of a sudden he's starting to come into the own because they're figuring out a different way to play with him. They're actually relying on other people around him, and now they're getting him more comfortable. Take it from me, Magic fans. You have to have this thing you call patience. It will come. He's already good on the defensive end of the ball, which is mainly where he's putting in a lot of his energy is being put into the defensive side of the ball, which is causing his offense to suffer.
Right.
When he was playing, he was from Gonzaga. He's playing there. You have all these talented guys around you that can take some of the load off and allows you to focus on the one thing that you were really good at. He's really good at the defensive end of the ball. It's causing his offense to suffer. Scottie Barnes never played defense in his life at FSU. He was always been an offensive-minded guy. So, of course, he's going to be better on the offensive end of the ball because that's where his focus was when they were playing at FSU. So it's called patience. Everyone have patience. Stop being so down on kids that are in their rookie season and these young guys, especially when your team's not that good around him. You're starting guys no one's ever heard of.
Yeah, they're still missing Chuma Okeke. They're missing Jonathan Isaac. They're missing Markel Fultz. And I believe Markel Fultz is going to open the game for him. I'm excited to see. He does a lot of things that doesn't show in the box score. He just can't buy a bucket right now. And I know, and that's why I was kind of telling Magic fans, I'm like, listen, there's a difference. I said I get that he's learned to experience stuff like that, but he turned over the ball four times. Live turnovers that kind of cost him the game. It was a good game against Charlotte. They played a good game against Charlotte. And he just turned the ball just too many times, and it caused us to lose the game. It's a learning situation, but it's one of those where we really don't have much depth anyway, so he's learning by fire. But listen,
and he's expending a ton of energy on the defensive end of the ball, because that's where he's good at right now, is playing defense. But he's just expending a lot of energy on that end of the ball that's making him suffer on the offensive side of the ball. They have to find some way to get a happy medium. And like I said, Scotty Barnes is playing so well because he don't play defense. He don't play defense.
They're both are going to be fantastic players going up. I wouldn't be mad at Scotty Barnes at all, but I get it where Magic fans, we had this kind of deal where we draft fours that are really not good shooters, but are good drivers. And so it frustrates us for the time to kind of watch that. So, but I just know with this, it's just Magic fans are letting rapper fans get to them because of the instant gratification that Scotty Barnes is playing. And
But
you're right.
Stop letting them get to you. You know why? Because they suck too. Like, you can't let people get to you who suck equally as bad as you do. Don't let them get to you. They're not good either. They'll be right there with you at the end of the year, and you'll be able to look at them and go, guess what? You're right there with us. Who are we drafting this year?
Kevin, it's been bad to this. Now, I'm going to give you just some examples of bad it's been. There's been time that Raptor trolls have posted pictures of Jonathan Isaac, ACL injury on the ground. It's gotten nasty, man. Like, they post Markelle Fultz on the ground.
Look here, Raptor fans, y'all were owned by LeBron forever. Don't get cocky because you had one year where you got Kawhi Leonard and you won. Don't get cocky because it took all of Golden State to get hurt for y'all to win that championship, because you wasn't winning if even one of them was healthy. So I don't want to hear nothing from y'all. Good for you. You got a ring, blah, blah, blah. No one cares. You suck now.
Kawhi, not leaving y'all.
You suck so bad. Kawhi only wanted to be there one year and was like, I'm out. So I don't want to hear shit from y'all. All your other guys, Kyrie Lowry said, I'm out. Everybody's gone. So you know what? We don't want to hear nothing from you anymore. Because now, welcome to the world of mediocrity. Because that's where you're going to be. Just had a few good years don't mean you're not terrible right now. Mm-hmm. You should be attacking no fan base because you're bad. Squire fan, King Arizona Cardinal fans, because they lost last night.
Ridiculous, man.
There's no point. There's no way.
Yeah.
Like, come on, y'all gotta learn, man. Y'all all suck. So just let it go.
Let it go. But hey.
Got one of the. I'm a fan of one of the best teams in the league, but I make fun of no one. Because it does no good to do none of that. It does no good to do none of that crap on Twitter. If you like the game of basketball, just enjoy the game of basketball and watch. I'm like, there's no need to attack other fans. Well, look who we drafted. Ho, ho, ho. You called us stupid for not taking this guy. Ho, ho, ho. Well, you are stupid. You're stupid because you're arguing about it 5 games into the season.
Yeah, and that's where I'm just
arguing about it. Argue about it at the 82nd game of the season.
Yep, absolutely. All right, well, hey, let's close this bad boy up, and then we'll go into our NFL picks episode and NCAA football picks, and we'll get into that. So follow. Make sure you follow me and Kevin throughout the week. I don't think I got a Magic home game next week. I got to make sure.
Who knows?
I don't know. So I got to look at the schedule here. But anyways. You can follow the podcast page and follow me at Balls Not Court, or follow the Twitter page at Balls Not Court.
Come on, get it out there. You're letting them Raptors fans frustrate you.
At Balls Not Court, and then you can follow me at End of Mind CP. Kevin, go ahead.
Kevin C 2415.
At least you got on the first try.
So. I get it on the first try.
There it is. Ball's
not
court.
That's what she said.
Wing.
Ball's not court podcast. You go to anchor.fm/Cortez/Paul. You go to endemonicp.podomatic.com. Go on our Facebook, type in Ball's not court podcast. We're on Instagram. You type in at Ball's not court podcast. We're also on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spreakers, Windows, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify. And minute. You see how I slowed down there? Because I almost said
play. You slowed way down.
And many other sessions where Kevin like to say.
Wherever you listen to us before, just go back there again.
Hey, Kevin, I heard you slowed down. What happened? About to say Google Play? I almost said Google Play.
Google Play.
Thanks for listening, guys. Stay tuned. We're going to record our weekly picks here and that. So stay tuned. I'm going to go to the next one.